Barack Obama says laws are not enough to protect Americans against rising gun violence. The U.S. president, speaking in Minneapolis, called on lawmakers to take concrete steps on the issue of lax U.S. gun laws, which is back in the spotlight following December's elementary school massacre in Connecticut. Two former British police officers claim they used dead children's IDs to infiltrate protest groups. The officers have been quoted as saying they use identity records like driving licenses and national insurance documents issued in the children's names in the 1980s. An explosion in Iraq kills at least 23 people in the town of Taji, north of the capital Baghdad. The incident took place when a bomber blew up his explosive belt. Medical sources say dozens of others were also wounded in the explosion. Iran's foreign minister says he's optimistic that the new U.S. cabinet is shifting its approach toward Iran. Ali Akbar Salehi says he feels the new U.S. administration is really seeking to at least divert from its previous traditional policies toward the Islamic Republic. The head of Syria's foreign-backed opposition coalition says he's asked Iran to deliver his new offer of talks to the Syrian government. Muaz al-Khatib met with Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi in Munich over the weekend. Khatib first announced his readiness to meet with top Syrian officials last week. The Israeli army has warned Palestinians in the West Bank village of Jabba that it will demolish their homes. The village is located east of Jerusalem al-Quds. Tel Aviv has already demolished many houses in the village. A move is expected to leave villagers in a dire humanitarian situation. Bahraini protesters take to the streets across the country to call for the downfall of the regime. The protesters also want the release of political activists. Manama has announced that a national dialogue aimed at ending the crisis will be held on February the 10th. And people in Gaza are holding a sit-in to show solidarity with Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. Demonstrators chanted slogans in support of detainees on hunger strike in Israeli prisons. Palestinian officials have said Israel is holding about 4,500 Palestinians in its jails, mostly without trial or charge.